Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Welcome back, team. Thanks for joining. Do you find yourself wondering, what is the badass's contribution to Agile at scale or to large enterprise in general? Before we get into it, let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who use Agile principles to improve their leadership game, which they can then bring back to their teams, clients, and projects. There's a ton of resources out there about what you need to do to be Agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Become an Agile person, become a badass, and your leadership skills will improve. As always, I encourage you to listen to a few of these episodes. You don't have to listen in any order. You can just choose a topic that interests you, but I want you to immerse yourself into the badass Agile philosophy and mindset and really think about and start working on the kind of leader you want to be. As always, if this helps you, tell your friends. To ask, what is the best way to transform an organization of tens of thousands of people to a more efficient way of working is to ask a question that's concerned an industrial society for hundreds of years. I'm constantly learning and growing and failing in this area. See, the human mind and body are models of efficiency. So what is it about large organizations that struggle to adopt and embrace mindsets and practices that could eliminate waste and make them more efficient? Well, remember that large organizations and large communities will seek certainty and safety. And as such, they marshal their best efforts to creating policies and processes that provide that certainty and safety. And there is nothing wrong with that. See, a large organization and its members need to be protected from any error or any failure that could sink the ship. They need ways to scale production so they can serve more customers while controlling costs. They need repeatable processes that work and can be easily taught to others as they scale and change. These are natural requirements of large organizations. As a result of those unique needs, they can't really behave in the same ways that small businesses behave. Or can they? Well, the problem is certainly elusive. And anyone who tells you that there's a one-size-fits-all solution is mistaken. The truth is, we really don't have a clue, and we probably never will. The only advice I can give is this: be ready for anything. And as always, endeavor, experiment, fail, learn, improve, and repeat. Isn't that what Agile methods teach us? The best ideas will survive and all others won't. You won't be able to predict what the best ideas are, though. Now, we can be sure that a true transformation, if it has any hope of success at all, is going to involve a balance of agility and that safety and predictability that the large-scale organization naturally wants. To unilaterally favor or choose one over the other is going to attract failure. So is there a place for a badass in this constant balancing and compromising between the two? Well, look at it this way. Dirty Harry didn't try to change the entire police force. In fact, he existed because sometimes the toughest problems require a very special set of qualities in order to solve, and such is the life of the badass, right? In fact, you couldn't run a whole police department full of Dirty Harrys. It would be lawlessness and mayhem. Now, could he make the police force better as a whole? Maybe, but in his case, some of his methods are not always above board or well advised. So likewise, you can't expect to run a delivery organization with 10,000 Dirty Harrys. But still, the badass plays a very important role in the transformation of an organization. Because you can lead the way by, number one, changing minds and encouraging experimentation, staying true to passions and core values of the business. Number two, teaching them to be unafraid to challenge convention. Don't assume that what has always worked will continue to work. Number three, spreading the whatever it takes and whatever works attitude. And number four, being a first adopter, a champion, a living example, and an inspiration to everyone in the organization. Now, it might be in your DNA to be the enabler of pure agility, to organize small tactical teams for maximum impact. So you might not be interested in large-scale adoption because you're not interested in compromise or trade-offs. You might even believe it can't be done. And if this is the case, be true to your nature. Serve who you serve. And realize that large-scale transformation, because it's going to involve trade-offs, there will be more documentation, process than you're used to. And if you can recognize that that's normal, and we can still make the organization and its teams more agile, then stick around. Help those teams navigate this big foggy mess. If you're focused on agile purity, on the other hand, then you will better serve small to medium organizations who are more open to experimentation, risk, and lightweight frameworks. But if you're serving a large-scale enterprise transformation, you're going to see a lot of things that might seem anti-agile but are actually okay. Number one is more documentation. Not only product documentation, but process documentation, procedures, best practices. These will all be necessary for corporate function. There's no sense in making productivity gains by simplifying documentation only to lose those productivity gains when one person holding all the knowledge leaves the organization. So having requirements on index cards just won't scale. But can a badass help optimize how documentation gets created to minimize waste? Absolutely. There will be more measurement than you're used to. Stakeholders at scale are always going to want proof and reliability. So we will always need to report status and track performance somehow. Now, can a badass simplify enterprise-wide reporting without sacrificing visibility and business intelligence? Of course they can. There will be more standardization, especially around agile technique itself. There's no one-size-fits-all delivery technique. Every coach is different. Every problem domain is different. Technology is different. Every team is different. But can a badass figure out which things can be standardized for maximum impact and reduce waste by not trying to standardize those that can't? Absolutely. Now, there will be things that are actually anti-agile and actually not okay. Centralized command and control. Anything that treats managers and above like taskmasters, prescribing what goes on in the team room, is anti-agile. It's likely to wipe out the possibility of happier teams. Managers need to know how to enable. Leaders need to set vision. Now, it's fine to have targets and expectations, but it's not productive to dictate how teams get there. Also, reduction of the delivery arm to a factory of cogs and wheels. There are too many scaling frameworks that depict the delivery arm like a resource, like coal to burn. A transformation needs to respect the power of autonomous teams. Treating Agile like a magic band-aid. Most notably, the assumption that Agile is something we should apply to 100% of projects. My experience is that many projects will be a very difficult fit. And in many cases, there will be no benefit to adopting practices at all. Now, you can still teach agility and associated best practices without overlaying a full framework on these projects. You can help the organization understand that the last 20% of projects to change might take 80% of the effort and therefore can wait till later, if we do them at all. You can help them understand which projects and teams will benefit the most, which ones the least, and what key practices are essential versus not for those outliers. Finally, treating transformation like Agile is something we must do rather than something we are is against the point of Agile. The point of Agile is not to call ourselves Agile. It is to serve customers better, faster, with higher quality, and happier teams. So if you're going to participate in transformation, here are some things that you should insist on keeping Agile. And refusing to compromise on these values will help even the largest organization derive benefit from Agile adoption. Number one, do the most important work first. Prioritization and continuous backlog management just make sense, no matter what project you're talking about. Shipping early and often and validated learning through experimentation is also key. Number three, I've mentioned this already, empowering teams. Number four, true business and delivery collaboration. And number five, continuous reflection and improvement. Those are the things about Agile that can help any team of any size in any organization. So how do you fit in? No one person is the total answer to an enterprise transformation. So make the difference you want to make every day. Transformation requires trade-offs. There will be strategies to standardize, measure, and predict success. And this will make many delivery teams slower than what you're used to. But remember, there's a regular army, and then there's the Green Berets. Each one is used in different situations with different priorities for different outcomes. I want us to be that elite team. I want you to be the person they call for the most challenging and high-value targets. And then we can distill that knowledge to make the rest of the organization better. Folks, thanks for listening. I'll continue to learn and report back on enterprise transformation as I learn more and experience more. In the meantime, you can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter @badass_agile. I'll see you next time.